Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? What's good? What's good? Salutations and greetings. It's Big Red, Brother B, The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Right, how's everybody doing?
I hope everybody is as well. Oh, well, yo, this weather's crazy. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
To those living in New York, I don't know about any place else, but right now I know this weather's crazy. One minute it was like 90 degrees. And then now all of a sudden it's like 70-something damn 60 degrees and rain. Now, I can understand some fluctuations. But, yo, like tomorrow is supposed to be like 66.
I don't know.
I'm like, really?
We're going back to March weather.
Yeah. Did we skip them all or something like that? Like, I don't know. It's just bugged out.
In a minute, like I said, it's just going to get hot out of nowhere. Does that every year.
And trust me, I'm not complaining, but, you know, to those that, suffer from, certain respiratory ailments, such as myself, like asthma, like rapid change of weather is like one of those triggers. So it's like one minute if it's hot, if it stays hot, then I'm good. But when it go from like hot and then drastically the cold, it's like, my lungs is like, what's going on out there? And I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out too. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. As long as I got a banana, one monkey don't stop no show. got me some bananas. One monkey don't stop no show. How you feeling, Red? What's going on?
Yeah, just maintaining, just trying to maintain. Yeah.
You cooked anything good lately?
No, not really.
So check this out. So I was in Trader Joe's, right? And I have this thing where I love grape leaves. Like it's grape leaves. And it's like maybe rice or how my daughter told me, quinoa, whatever. Start with a Q. So it's grape leaves that either have rice in it or quinoa. I think that's how you pronounce it. So I wanted to be daring. So I saw this can, right? And it had like eggplant and like some sauce in it and like onions. So I was like, sounds kind of interesting. So I just rolled the dice. Yo, let me tell you something. Best dice I ever rolled. Yo, I bust that can. I was damn near about to lick inside the can. Yo, crazy good. The only thing that was missing, like you ever had something where you needed, like it would be even better if you like had some bread to dip in it?
So
like
this,
some sourdough
right, so,
bread or something like that? Oh my gosh, yo.
So it's eggplant.
Yeah,
and some type of sauce.
It's like some, yeah, like a tomato sauce, and then it's like mixed with onions and I think olive oil. Like I'm going back to Trader Joe's in the morning. Like I'm going there because okay. I got a vision. I got a vision.
It's in a can.
Get some sourdough bread. Yeah, it's in a can. Yo, it's in a can.
Oh.
It's in a can. I'm going there tomorrow. I'm not big on getting stuff from a can because you know the sodium content. Got to be careful. But,
well,
yo,
you got to read that
right
label.
There. No, I did.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's a little. I think it's like
okay.
290, 300. So you know, you got to be real cool.
Well,
but, yo,
you know, they got to preserve that stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, but I got a vision.
But it sounds
it
does sound interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm gonna get to like some sourdough bread, toast it up, maybe make some garlic butter, and throw it on the bread, and then
on the bread and see how it
yeah. But no, go chill, son. Then I'm gonna throw some mozzarella cheese up on it and melt it. Boom, just like that.
Okay.
Make it sexy. With the mozzarella cheese.
Sexy.
Make it sexy. Yeah, make it real sexy. You know what I'm saying? Do like some sourdough eggplant, like type pizza junk. But anyway,
and I've never had eggplant. I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know that.
I'm on the fence sometimes with it, but I don't mind. I mean, especially since like I don't eat meat anymore. It's like, you know, fish.
That's just like
eating fish all the time. I gotta have something else. You know what I'm saying? So
right. Yeah. You have to mix it up. You have to. But then you're gonna start getting, you know, bored with that. That's just like zucchini. I never knew what zucchini tasted like, but what's the name? Green Giant make the zucchini spirals.
Mm-hmm.
And I had used that with some Yeah, it's like spirals. It looks like spaghetti. And I tasted that and made, you know, it's frozen. So when I bought that and I made that with some chicken spaghetti. I made some spaghetti, but I used, you know, the ground chicken instead of ground. See, that them things are so good. You know, they're good as eating as a side. Yeah, you can eat them as a side. You can eat them in place of noodle. Oh, actually, I did make something. I made some chicken Alfredo, but what I did was instead of using pasta, I used the zucchini spirals.
Oh, okay. That's
what's
up. See, check this out, everybody. The menu is not just about, you know, relationships and, you know, politics and, you know, all the depressing stuff in the world. You know, we come up here, we talk, you probably got some recipe ideas, some dinner ideas for tonight or maybe tomorrow. Like we talk about life,
right.
We're multifaceted. It's the menu, you know. What's on your plate?
What's on your plate?
But anyway, once again, what up, y'all? It's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Brother B, Big Red, Brother B in the house. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah.
Yes.
So, got to give a shout-out to Hot Rod. The whole absolute truth crew, you know, Sean Black, K-Dog. Hot Rod, who's, you know, away for work. Lucky guy, you know. What's up, Hot Rod? Behave yourself. Drink water, please. Just drink a lot of it. Yeah, not masking your water. Is, you know, vodka masking his water. Drink some actual water. Okay, please. You know, you don't want you to mess up your gizzards. Yeah, you don't want you to mess up your gizzards while you at where you at. But, yeah, man. So, this whole topic for tonight, these two topics. I had an idea. I saw somebody posted something, you know, on YouTube. And, I mean, when I sent you the video, I didn't really think about, I mean, what you said made sense. So basically this guy was talking about how, you know, marriages you know, those whole little proposal things may or may not be like a good idea. Like basically he showed it just kind of a compilation of some videos where guys were, you know, proposing and women were, you know, turning them down in front of the friends and family and everything else. And, you know, I feel personally, you know, some of the area where he was coming from, I really didn't think about a place of experience, you know, or maybe something that he went through. I just thinking that, you know, maybe he's just watching videos and seeing what's happening. And, I mean, think about it. You're proposing to someone, and you got, whether you do it publicly and, you know, family, friends there, strangers, and then all of a sudden it's like, no. I mean, yeah, that's an ouch right there. That's a big ouch, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, would you still expect the dude to be in a relationship with you after that? Like, if you shut a dude down, if you told him, like, nah, I don't want to marry you, or, you know, I'm not ready for marriage, or I'm not with the marriage thing, what would you expect? What would you be looking for after that?
Well, first of all, for him to do that in a public setting or in front of family and friends and or anything like that, you taking that risk. That's the risk you're going to take whether I'm going to say yes or no anyway. It's a risk you're taking. You know that. It's like, I don't think you would think that, okay, yeah, she's just going to say yes. No. You should have in the back of your mind that, you know, this may go another way.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, once again, I'll say, like I said, if you decided to say to yourself that day, oh, well, you know, I'm going to make this a public display, once again, you have to be man enough to take whatever's going to, what's going to, you know, come at you. Now, once you do it, and I say, okay, you know, nah, I don't think I'm ready for this. You're asking what I would, you know, like a woman, what did she expect after that?
Yeah, like, what do you really, you know, after such a hard hit of rejection? Because all right, let's look at it like
okay,
this.
Well, I would say okay. Afterwards, that would be up to him of whether he want to be bought, because it could be many factors of why I don't want to marry you at this moment, or why I told you no, or I'm not interested, because maybe I'm not interested, maybe I wasn't ready at the time, maybe it's an embarrassment thing. At that time, maybe I'm not the type of person where I wanted to be a public display. Maybe I didn't want my family to know that I was getting married to you, or you were going to propose to me. Maybe I didn't want that.
So, okay, so basically you're trying, so to a degree, is it one of those things where, you know, you put me on the spot? Because technically, okay, and I get
how
it.
How do I put you on the spot?
Well, I'm
you put yourself
on
the spot.
No,
oh, no,
you
talking about me. Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, but, yeah, because, you know, I mean,
yeah,
that
me.
Is, that's a big thing. And, of course,
absolutely.
You're taking a risk. But I don't know, like, if the shoe was on the other foot, I don't know if I can publicly reject someone like that, because I would think about the relationship going forward. Like, if this is somebody that I really wanted to be with, but I just wasn't ready to make that step. Like, you know, I would have to say yes with conditions. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, yeah, but then me and you got to step off some land and be like, yo, we got to talk about this. Because, you know, what you did was just real extra. I didn't want to, you know,
okay, so hold
put
on,
your
let
ass
me,
out
let
there
me,
on Front Street.
Okay, all right, so let me say this. So then you're saying to me that you would just say yes for appearance. Because that's
no,
what that
I,
sounds
I, no,
like to me.
No, no.
That's
I,
what that sounds
yes,
like to me.
Listen, get a Q-tip, okay? It doesn't sound like that.
That's
not
how it sounds
what I'm
to me.
Saying. Okay, you. That's how it sounds to you.
That's how it sounds to me.
You. That's how it sounds to you. No, what I'm saying is that I would say yes. I would say yes. Because once again, all right, there's multiple ways this can, you know, go. And the whole thing is either you can continue the relationship or there won't be a relationship. Now, once again, if I'm like, yeah, I love this person. I really want to be with this person. But I'm just ready, not really ready to do that portion right now.
Right.
I would say yes.
Okay.
And then be like, hold on, we need to talk. And then we would have that talk, you know, because.
Nope. I'm not doing that.
With,
no, I'm not doing
why?
That because I'm not going to do.
Why?
For what? Why am I going to smack? Because that's masking my how I really feel. Yeah, I may want to marry,
no.
But wait a minute. But I'm not going to say yes just because you're in front of family, friends, and people and all other stuff. And they, oh, well, let's step forward. No, no, no. Mm-mm. No, I'm not ready right now. And I'm going to say that right there in your face. I'm not ready right now. I love you and everything, but not right now.
And that's the thing. It's not about, with me, it's not about everybody else watching. Everybody else around. It's about the relationship. It's about what we've built, what we have, you know, at that moment, at that time,
and
then
guess
going
what?
Forward.
And guess what? You
what?
Should. I'm gonna say like this: if we were dealing with each other for some time and you sprang that on me, you should know me as a person. By I'll say a few years, and then you doing that. You should know me as a person and be like, nah, I ain't going to do that to her. I'm not going to do that.
Well,
you know what? I know she's going to probably tell me no straight off the bat. And I'm going to be embarrassed. So you know what? I'll do this in private or an alternative. But to me, I can't do that to myself. I'm not going to sit there and just say, oh, yeah, but you know, and then go talk to, no, we're not talking to no side, no, bro, like, no.
Well,
because I'm not ready right now for that.
Okay.
And then you put me on the spot. Nah.
Okay, so I get where you're coming from.
Don't do that.
I get where you're coming from. I get it.
I get where you're coming from with that, but nah, that just sounds like,
because that's one.
Like
that's
I said, that's what it sounds like
to
me.
Cut.
That's all I can say.
Well, okay, no, I got you, but that's one hell of a hit, you know, to the gut. And, you know, some people would take it as rejection because, all right, watching the video, like I said, I don't know if they, you know, they're not going to show or speak on everything in its entirety. They're just going to show the person that just said no, and then everybody's like, oh. Like, oh, like, you know, she didn't, and, you know, homeboy walking away or whatever with his heart broke. Now, the guy was saying some other stuff in the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my whole thing is, yeah, that's, like I said, that's a hell of a hit of rejection. Now, I'm not sure what type of character that may build, but let's take this guy who was doing the video. Now, he had some things that could be viewed as some disparaging remarks or, you know, comments, you know, pertaining to women. Nothing really negative, but how he was talking about how some women view it as if she didn't want to marry you, then you're like, how did he say it? You're like the, you were just like the guy in between. You were like, yeah, you were just like the fun guy in between. Like, you were in the middle. Like, you know, she had
something. Oh, no, the word that he said was, she's for the streets and all that other stuff. That stuff that Future was talking. And I was like, you know what? I finally stopped listening because this is like, that's why I said what I said where it sounds like, he got rejected maybe by some women or women or whatever. And now he's like, you know, basically like how, you know, y'all men, oh, y'all women always, oh, all men ain't shit in the center. Well, he's doing the, you know, basically the same thing. Oh, y'all women ain't this. Oh, y'all for the excuse because you didn't want to marry that dude. Like, come on. Like I said, it's not about somebody being for some streets and want to run out and gallivant all over the place. She just wasn't ready. She just wasn't ready.
I mean, I get it. But at the same time, all right, so I have been in situations before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, matter of fact, let me not even talk about myself. Let's just talk in general. Some women, not all, like to put a time frame on proposals and getting married.
Right, okay.
Now, and you have men out there who don't really stress the whole marriage thing, but then you have some that are just like, you know what, like, it's whatever. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to be. But some women don't understand, like, some men have an agenda, and they have their own timelines. Just like you may have yours, I may have mine. But the thing is, what I don't understand is how some people are willing to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Okay.
That's what I don't understand. So just because homeboy or homegirl is not ready at the moment, you're just ready to just chuck everything to the side.
Okay, and what do you mean by everything? You talking about the relationship?
Yeah. Listen. Some people, listen.
That's not necessarily true though. Mm-hmm.
It's not all the time. Not all the time.
Right.
But you getting hit with the rejection like that, it's like, you know, in some cases, how do you come back from that? Like, how do you look at a person the next day that just told you, no, I don't want to, you know, marry you?
Because
that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be taken. If I propose to you and you say no, I'm not going to take it as, oh, you don't want to get married. You don't want to marry me. And see, that's how homeboy was kind of coming in the video and saying, like, that's basically, like, what it's being said or it's interpreted as. It's like, you don't want to marry me.
Right, okay, so then, all right, you would still, okay, well, once again, you're going to still have that conversation of why maybe is it not, if you're saying that it looks like I don't want you, you know, you don't want to marry me, all right, maybe not right now. Maybe because you put me on the spot. And like I said, if you know your partner, you know not to put that person on the spot like that. Don't put me on the spot like that. If you, once again, you know, I'm not talking about, oh, you met me yesterday and then you want to marry me the next day. That's a totally different thing. But if you've been dealing with me and we've been in a relationship for a while, huh?
I said, nah, that sounds real extra.
I know, exactly. But if we was on a, if we've been dealing with each other for a while, then you should know my rhythm. You should know how I am. You should know, you know, all right, you know, I'm not going to even play myself. If I do this, I'm going to do this, you know, in private. And even if I reject you in private, then we can have sit down and have that conversation and say, hey, well, listen, this is why, blah, blah, blah. I would love to marry you, but maybe this, it's not a right time right now.
Okay, well, in my
it's
opinion,
not right
I don't
time.
Think...
Time. Maybe it's not about, you know, the person.
Yeah, well, I see it like this. That ain't building no positive character in my book. But we're going to let 90, 59, and then 69, 47 speak on it. 90, 59, you're on the air with the minute.
Y'all got to welcome me back. It's Lena.
Oh, where you been?
Oh, what's going on?
You took the boat back over to this side of the world?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I had a journey, but that's another topic on the show. I ain't even going to kick you out of there, but I found the birth father through Ancestry.com, and, yeah, that was 42 years in the making, and I found his ass, tracked his ass down.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, I'm with you on that, brother. I'm with you on that, Brother B. Like, a proposal is not a secret. It's not. Women got too many rules. Like, they, first of all, they want to They want to tell you when you should propose, how far along you should propose. Now you got to do it in a private setting. Don't do it in the public. Don't put me on the spot. The reality is, you know, when you're in a relationship, right, the overall goal is marriage. If you're a female and you're not seeking marriage, then you need to stop wasting people's time. Don't even date. Just be single and say you don't want nothing seriously. Who the hell want to be dating you forever? What's the benefit after that? The overall goal should be marriage. And then now when I decide to profess my love, which is actually, you know, men take pride in that. That's not something they do and just go around asking everybody to do. You know, a lot of men think that, you know, I shouldn't say think, but they feel like they choose marriage. You know what I'm saying? We act, but, you know, a lot of times, to me, I think that they put too much behind that saying they act. Because at the end of the day, yes, y'all do ask for marriage, but if a female don't say yes, there ain't no marriage. But the good thing for y'all is that there's a whole bunch of women waiting for that brother to ask that's going to say yes. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that moment is so sacred that don't nobody got time to be, oh, I know how you are. I ain't going to ask you in the public. Nah, you ain't who I need to marry. That's just how I see it. I'm not going to be worried about where I act, how I act, for you to say yes. And I think that, you know, if anybody, any man gets to a point where they act, that's not something out the blue. There's planning, there's discussions that we've had that leads me to believe that this is where this is going. I'm not just waking up some, you know what I'm saying, ordinary Sunday, and I'm going to take a chance and ask you and hope you say yes. Nah, they kind of already know they're going to get an answer. It's just a matter of time or when it's comfortable for them. But now I got to worry about how you feel, where you feel comfortable to say yes to me. Nah.
Well, listen, before Miss Cherry slices in, I will say this. You do have some clowns out there. You do have some dudes out there. And the reason why I call them clowns is because they just jump right into the fire. Knowing that it's hot, they just jump right into it. And then when they get rejected,
real men don't jump into marriage, man.
No, well, real men don't, but the whole thing is, once again, there's also a discrepancy nowadays because there's this whole thing of, you know, there's been changes in the definition of what real men or what a real man is. So I guess what a real man is dependent is how the individual woman interprets it.
Listen,
it's
if you got men
what
out
she
here
views as a
marriage,
man.
You got men out here asking for marriage, but a boy, they either need a green card or they like. I just don't see like men is stingy on that proposal, man. They be
I
like,
want to be in America.
My mama don't like her. They will not propose if it ain't seriously. They need a green card or something. That's the only one giving it out like that, or they need somewhere to stay.
All right, so Miss Cherry.
Miss Cherry,
what say you, Miss Cherry? What say you, Miss Cherry?
So I think personally, when someone's going to propose to you, they need to consider how you feel about it. And like Red was saying, they know your personality. If they totally discard that and set up a type of a proposal or whatever, it may be more about them. It might be more about wanting to look a certain way in front of people as opposed to making it in a way where it's special for you. So you have to consider that. And I agree. With men giving out proposals, they kind of look at it like they're losing something, like you're trying to take their gold. They don't see it as them gaining something for them to make that commitment because they feel when they go and they make that proposal, now they're giving up their freedom. They're not going to be able to hang out with their friends. They see all the things that they're giving up, and they don't necessarily focus on the things that they're getting, which is a partnership with someone who's going to care for them long term. And I think that's why it's so hard for them to do it. Other than that, if you look over and you meet someone and you know they're going to have your back, they're going to encourage you, you're going to become a better person for it, it wouldn't be so hard for you to accept that.
Well, all right, before 8704 jumps in, I got to say this. I don't know too many men that look at it from oh, well, I'm going to lose my freedom, or I'm going to lose this. Because it's never, it's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's probably dudes out there that may look at it like that, but if you do, then what's the purpose, you know, of even engaging? And, like, what's the purpose of even getting married or asking someone to marry you if you're going to look at the minuses before you look at the pluses? I mean, in, to get married, it's an automatic plus anyway. You know what I'm saying?
It's
I don't know what pressure it could possibly
the
be.
The women.
Because
from the woman. Thing. From the woman.
Oh, okay,
that's
okay.
The pressure.
Okay.
And
okay.
The pressure
the
from
thing
the woman.
Is a lot of them wait so long because at a certain point now, their mindset changes. They think about dying alone, being alone. So it's not necessarily
wait,
about,
hold on,
you know. I'm saying when they get over 40, 45, they start looking at, oh, I don't have anybody. I'm going to die alone. There's not going to be anybody to take care of me as I get older. So their mindset starts to change.
Okay.
But when they're
okay,
younger,
so let,
it's more about focusing on what they're going to lose. They can't hang with their
okay.
boys. They can't do this. They can't do that. That's why it takes them so long.
Okay. So I'm going to let 8704 rock before I respond back to you. 8704, what's up? You're on the air for me. What's up?
Hey, everybody. But I have nothing to say. I'm just going to let people say what they say, and I'm just going to listen.
Okay. So check this out. In response to what you said, Ms. Cherry, because soon we got to go on to the next topic. This is my thing. Years ago, in my 20s, in my early 20s, I made it up in my mind to not want to get married until or propose or even put myself in that position until I had my shit together. Because I'd be damned if I'm going to be half-assed in any relationship. If I don't have my shit together or I'm not on the path of having my shit together, then I'm not trying to be in any type of marriage. Now, or any type of strong relationship, because I got shit to do. And I know the things that I have to do is only going to benefit, you know, the person that I'm with. It's only going to benefit, you know, the marriage. Now, I understand that, you know, people may, you know, feel like, well, hey, you don't have to do it by yourself. The whole thing is not about doing it by myself. It's about me doing it. Like, I'm a goal-oriented person.
Right.
And the thing is, I have to accomplish these things for me in order to be who I need to be for you. Now, I know a few men that think that way. Not all, but I know a few men who think that way because it's not about them wanting to accomplish things for them. It's part of it. But nobody wants to be half-assed in a damn relationship. Nobody wants to be half-assed getting married. Like, how do you do that? If you call yourself a man, then you're not stepping up to the plate. You're the damn plate. You're the whole damn field. Nobody's trying to, no real man is trying to do anything on some half-ass shit. And you have
to,
and whether you like it or not, you have to respect it.
So what about our brothers that can't get it together until they're in their 40s and 50s, but they're dating a woman? Should she have to wait? So he, you know, like you said, he's working and he's trying to get it together. At what age is it, okay, you don't have it together, it doesn't seem like you're going to be able to get it together. I don't want to be holding your hand at 70 and we just starting to
you
work
do
down
what you have to, and you do,
brother be,
that discussion,
brother be.
Well,
raise
wait,
hand,
that discussion
hand.
Needs to be had. Okay, then you have that discussion. And you take it
brother
from
B.
there. What's up?
The answer to that is choose better. If you know you're 40, 50 years old and you look seeking marriage, why would you pick a partner that has nothing going on for herself and that's going to need time to get herself together? The answer to that is the same thing it is to men. Choose better. That, we got the luxury of choosing our partner. But women want to see potential in a 50-year-old who don't have no work history, you know, 4 or 5 kids, and he getting his life together, but I love him. Can you get that? Go ahead. Hold that man to at least 70, and I hope you get some AARP and some Social Security or something out of that situation. The answer to that is choose better. Have standards.
But
state your
but wait,
standard.
I agree.
But
agree.
Hold on.
Yep.
For the man
but
who's
hold
saying,
on. There
I
are...
want to have it together before I get married, what is that age where you have it together? You can't expect
well,
a woman to hold on while you still trying to work to get it together. So I totally agree
listen,
with you that, you know, I'm working to be something. At what age does that happen? Maybe 20s, maybe 30s. But if you don't have it together in your 40s, when you going to get it together?
There's a fat white girl waiting to take that man on somewhere. Oh, Wednesday, white girl, he the best thing I ever had. I'll take care of him. That's what you do. You pass right,
so,
him off
so check this out.
To that fat white girl.
Listen, check this out. Listen, at one point, you know, I was flying solo, trying to do, you know, just doing what I needed to do. I had gotten to a relationship. And I wasn't going to like snub the relationship, you know, but at the conversations that we had to have and certain things like I had to put out there. Now, if that person chose, you know what I'm saying, to stay in the mix, they chose to stay in the mix. If they chose to be like, well, listen, I need this by this time. And it's like, listen, if I can get there by that time, cool. If not, then, yo, this is, you know what I'm saying? You choose, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole thing is I can't stop being me and doing what I need to do to really satisfy you like that, because then who loses? We all lose. If I stop being the locomotive and going full steam ahead, then how good am I going to be for you when shit hits the fan or when you need something, or baby number one, two, or three comes. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have to show that you can depend on me no matter what.
But,
so I have to
know,
be that.
All,
but if it's not in a certain time frame, I mean, what could I say?
In all fairness, sisters will stand by a brother through thick and thin. We will put up with a lot of nonsense, you know, as you try to find yourself
not
and get yourself sister. On the path that you... Get yourself
wait,
on the
wait,
path
no,
that
what,
you need to be. But,
okay.
You know, you guys are not the same. You guys are not the same towards us.
Wait. You said trying to find yourself. I didn't have to find myself. I knew where the hell I
I'm
was
at. I'm not talking about
I was
you,
just trying to, I was just, yeah, I know, but see, but I'm, you're not
in
talking
general,
about me, but there are other men out there. They know where they're going. They know where they're going. And just say, yo, listen, real talk, you got a lot of cats that want to get their money up. You got a lot of cats out there that's like, listen, I need this, this, and this before I can go get my queen. I need to have this before I can go get my queen, because I don't need to bring my queen into no Mickey Mouse house. I want to bring her into something good. Yeah, we can build after that, but you got some dudes that are just on that mentality,
that,
on that level of not you, of what?
And you do that before you meet her. You don't meet her and hold her down and lock her down while you try to get it together.
Now, wait a minute. Some,
you know,
but it doesn't work like that all the time.
You should be able
It doesn't work like that all the time.
To, it doesn't work like that most of the time, because most guys that
okay.
don't have it together are trying to get a female that does have it together. And
but wait,
to
but what happens? But wait a minute,
until they
wait.
Get to where they need to be.
But what happens if it's not a thing of where they're trying to get the female? What if it's just something mutually just happened? You know what I'm saying? What if it's just a mutual, you know, relationship? It's like something just happens. Then what are you supposed to do? Well, I'm supposed
Listen,
to say, nah,
I
can't mess with you because I'm on my mission.
She took the Pookies and Ray Rays. And the Pookies and Ray Rays.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I can't relate to them.
They get a time stamp.
And
Listen, you give them a time frame. And you set goals. And when they don't meet them, listen, it's time to roll on out. You ain't got listen, women gotta understand that the older they get, the less likely they're gonna find their preference. Understand? Like, women have preferences, right? They have standards, they have choices that they want in men. And the older you get, you gotta compromise those preferences.
Absolutely.
Because not for nothing, men desire a certain type of woman. So you're older now. Your biological clock. You can't have kids. There's a lot of things that changes about you that you no longer can offer. So you have to change your preference too. And it might be lowering the standards, maybe, you know, not $80,000 a year, maybe he can make $60,000 a year. Like, the preferences changes. So my thing is, as you get older, so should your wants. You know what you could deal with. Like, you should not be working with a work in progress at 50 years old when you know that your goal is you trying to get married. And you know that he ain't got no potential to meet that time frame. Like, you going to be get married at 70? You gonna really hold out?
Hey, some people do it.
Yeah, so my father did it.
I agree, but up to a certain extent. Like, I don't feel like we should be lowering our standards, because I almost feel like the young guys that got married at 20 and 30, they didn't know what it was like to be married. They didn't know what it was like to be in a relationship. After going through that and possible divorce or whatever, the separation happened, now they're more wiser, and they should have a more idea of what it takes to make a relationship work. So instead of me looking at it and saying I have to lower my standard to be with this guy, I feel like after you get a certain age, you know your value more, and so your standard should go up. You shouldn't be just accepting it.
Your standards are going up. Okay, listen. Real talk. If you want, let me just say, when we're in our 20s,
we're looking for the cute guy who has the fancy car and all this and all that.
What?
We're not at that.
Not everybody.
That's not true for everybody.
Let me ask you, Miss Sherry.
Yes?
You don't feel that as you get older that you have – like a little bit less off. Like, what happens if you meet an older guy that says he wants a child, and you know your body can't produce a child anymore, but he got it going on, he's all the way together, so and so. Why should he choose you when you can't give him what he wants no more?
Because when you know you can't no longer offer
a man certain thing because you older. Maybe your knees ain't Megan Stallion knees no more. You can't do certain things that these younger girls need, that these men desire. Listen, I'm just saying, like, we're just keeping it a buck. You know there's certain things that no longer us as women, when we get older, we can't provide and fulfill desires. You think that your wants should still stay the same as they were when you was a young stallion, able, like, that's nuts. I think that anymore. So your wants got to change a little bit too. You got to compromise too. You know why? Because they got to compromise with you.
Not compromise. Change. So at 20, like I said, I would be looking for a cute guy that has a job, he has a car, whatever. But at 40, I have that myself. I don't need to find somebody that has a house and a car. I own that. I have that. So that's not going to be my criteria. Mm-hmm. I don't have to lower my standards and say I can kick Pookie off the street. He don't have nothing to offer because I have these things.
I'm not saying that, but you do understand.
It's just going to be a different type of mind frame that I go for. Now, if that's important for him.
Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you this right now. No man cares about your car, your house, and how much money you make. They don't care about that. You know why? Because they make more than us on a scale anyway. Most men, the pay rate, the pay salary and all that stuff is a very unbalanced. I'm not saying that women don't make more than them, but they have potential to go out there and do hard labor and make more money than us. They don't care about how much you make. They don't care about your car. They don't care about your house.
I'm saying this.
Can you drop it low like Megan Stallion?
Hold on, let me tell you something. Can you give me babies?
Can you clean up my house? Because if he's over 40 years old
talking about some damn babies, honey, you better get the hell out of here with that. I don't want to look at nobody's damn babies.
And you might want to change up your one. You can't keep the same one.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. You know, you oh, yeah, definitely.
A mature man is not trying to.
I ain't worried about no damn baby.
A mature man is not trying to date a 20-year-old because it's kind of like raising his child. Although she might be cute and she may be able to do this and that.
Listen, some of them do.
When it comes to an intellectual type of person, he's not going to get that from her. You're not going to be 50 and be able to sit down and have an intellectual conversation with a 20-year-old that can relate to you.
Listen,
so,
you 50-year-olds these days.
Some educated young woman that you can have an see, that's what's wrong with women. Y'all thinking y'all got something
that ain't out there.
Yeah, sure.
And 8704, jump in.
Well, jump, go ahead, jump in. Double dutch.
So, I mean, I'm listening to what everybody is talking about, but at the end of the day, all these high standards that people are putting in place, can you fulfill your own standards? And because all these high, and they're not even an expectation, because I feel like as time goes on, you should not have expectations, you know, of something that you can't fulfill yourself. And if you are not changing your ways, and if especially if you're by yourself, if you have no man or no woman or whatever your sexual preference may be because of your standards, you know, you may need to reevaluate your standards and take a harder look at your standards, and because you're setting standards that you yourself can't even accomplish.
Hold on, Mr. Jerry. I will say this. First of all, let's not beat around the bush. You want to keep it a buck, let's keep it a buck 20. There are very limited resources for women out here. Because either they dead in jail, don't want to be bothered with your kind, or, you know, something else.
RJ with the Alphabet City.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't, they're interested in it. Yeah,
it's
because
not always
you know
that
I'll tell you
it's not that there's always a shortage.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I'm going to be honest. It's not always that it is a shortage. Sometimes you don't know how to put yourself in the correct environment to be in the company of.
But you know.
Because I've seen that. I've seen people who are not in the correct environment. It ain't got nothing to do with the shortage at all.
Listen,
a lot of women are single because their preferences are in the way. There's a lot of good men, and they're being overlooked. Oh, he not 5'9". Oh, he got to be 6 feet. Oh, he don't got abs. Oh, he don't make $60,000 a year.
She has a point there. Yeah, she does have a point there. That's the point. A lot of the women are unrealistic of what they're around. That's also a factor too. Go ahead.
But I got something better for you. Because sometimes it's not even about what you guys are just saying. That's part of it. But another thing is this. A lot of these men out here, and I just had this discussion recently with a couple of dudes who, you know, to me are on the level. They're scared. They're scared because the way the system is and the way some of the women are out here, the ones that they keep coming across, so they say, they're scared because whatever they've earned or whatever they're doing or whatever they're trying to do, they don't want it taken away. You know what I'm saying? They don't want either, you know, the argument happens, their freedom is gone, or they lose their job. Or, you know, they turn around and get married or, you know, child support or whatever. Like, a lot of men are building something for themselves are scared because sometimes it may not be the woman. Sometimes it may be the woman, but it's also a system that's put in place to make sure that you ain't got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to win. Some dudes are just scared. And this is why some of them are not stepping up to the plate.
So that goes back. That goes back to my original point that men see getting married as losing something, not gaining. You know,
it's not. When you say that,
lose his money, his freedom. Now he got to pay child support. You know, you just said you had the conversation.
Yeah, I know that. But see, once again,
you just said you had a conversation with your brother. So if they're thinking like that, it's not about them entering and feeling good about marriage. They're feeling like they're making an ultimate sacrifice.
not it's over. It's the overall relationship in general. That's why some dudes out here are just dipping and dodging, because it's like you put all your eggs in one basket and you turn around, all of them shits get cracked. Listen, it's just like some of you women go through the same shit, men go through the same shit too. But it's just that sometimes some of us have more to lose. And they're not just, they're looking at it more of a system, the system being against them. Not so much as the women. Because to a degree, yeah, you know, you guys can, you know, maybe work something, but you have some people, women out there that are not reasonable. Just like the same thing with men.
Mar.
But once again, you outnumber us.
When you say reasonable, what do you mean by that? What is not being reasonable? Can I ask?
What is not being reasonable? Part of this conversation that was.
Can you explain that to me?
What is not being reasonable is just the same way
you come to me
right now. You think you're being reasonable right now? Real talk. You think you're being reasonable right now? Are you hearing me or are you listening to me?
Where I'm coming from.
To somebody who's known me, to somebody that's known me for over 20 years. Hold on. To somebody that's known me for over 20 years. Someone that knows some of the trials and tribulations, but yet I won't say that you will swing the gavel, but sometimes you do throw on the judge outfit. Sometimes you do throw on the robe. You may not throw the hammer, but sometimes you do throw on the rope. Real talk. Love you, but real talk.
Okay.
So, even better than that, let's talk about this.
So you're personalizing,
if you are a female,
something, you're personalizing something
personal.
That I'm talking about in
See,
general.
It's
and
not,
as I'm
it's
asking
not
you what reasonable is, reasonable, if you can explain it, is reasonable, I just want to, okay, so from your point of view, what is not being reasonable as a woman? What can a woman say that's not reasonable? I want a man with a job. I want a man who comes home every night. I want a man that's good with his kids. I want a man. What is not being reasonable? That's what I don't understand. If you could explain what is not
reasonable.
Being reasonable.
I think he meant realistic.
You're not.
Like realistically.
But you're not. Yeah, everything that I'm saying, listen, Ms. Cherry, we know, you and I both know, the definition
not,
of what's reasonable and what's not.
What,
and nobody said it isn't. But when you get to a certain point, is either A, you're going to maybe lose some of those expectations, or B, you're just going to be the cat lady. It is what it is.
And if I'm the cat lady, or
you're just going to be that cougar. Meow, meow.
Or Brother B.
Listen,
if I'm the cat
like
lady,
that.
I'm all ears, right? Because I don't want to be the cat lady. So who better is going to tell me how not to be the cat lady than men, right? See, this is my thing with women. Yeah. Women will go their whole life complaining about how the men do them, how this, how that. They ain't never been proposed to, but they know how to tell you what's wrong with men and what's wrong with women. Like, you ain't, what have you experienced? And I say this all the time to women all the time. If you over 40, and you ain't never been proposed to, and no man tried to lock you down forever, it's you. It's you. And you need to change some things about you. There's a reason why no man is out here trying to make sure no other man have you.
It may not be,
some women may be all right with being a cat lady or a cougar.
Yeah.
Maybe some women just like
cool.
Freedom.
And that's cool.
Then you can't cry.
And you know what?
You can't cry.
But no,
believe
yeah.
me.
But we talking
about
the
never,
ones who
ain't
cry.
Never a cry.
Yeah,
tear.
We're only talking about the ones that do cry.
Bother me at
we
all.
We're only talking about the ones that do cry.
Yeah, whining about that stuff. That shit don't make no sense.
And then
because that's my thing. But my thing is, it doesn't make any sense if you if you're fine with being like that, then you're fine with being like that.
Hold on, Red.
Sorry.
Hold on, Red. Hold on, Red. Go ahead. What you saying, Ms. Cherry?
I'm sorry, Ms. Cherry.
You saying, Ms. Cherry? Ms. Cherry?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Ms. Cherry.
What the hell was you mentioning? there's some men out there that they will meet a woman and feel that she is above. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Hello.
So I said, there are, like you mentioned earlier, there are some men out there that realize when they meet a woman that her standards are high, and they don't think they can meet those expectations. So at that point, they start to focus on the woman that is easier. Because, like I said, in your 20s as a guy, you're not really looking to make that commitment. You look at everything as giving up something. But as you move towards 40 and 50, now it becomes a thing of loneliness, not wanting to die alone.
Nah, wait, hold on. Maybe a woman that would not have normally met your standards. I know some dudes in their 40s and 50s, and they moving and shaking how they doing, and they good with that. You know what I'm saying?
Brother
like,
B,
not everybody is
respond.
On it.
So let me say this, Miss Sherry, if a woman got standards, right, she got 10 different standards, right, and a man said, I can't meet all of those, right, and he turns away to somebody that's got 7 of those standards, who loses? You lose because you didn't get 10 standards. Now you got none being met. And the girl that was willing to take 6 out of 10 of your standards wins.
Wait a minute. What we're not going to do is confuse
the way I
standards
look at it,
with coming about a compromise.
Standards and someone that cannot make you happy.
Hold on.
You lose.
Hold on. You can't keep, what we're not going to do is throw standards and confuse it with coming to a compromise, not compromising, but coming to some type of compromise. Let's not get it confused, because people, like, you can't keep throwing standards out there, and it's like, yo, so what's the purpose of having standards? What's the purpose of having standards if you're still not gaining anything? You can have all the standards you want. So if you have standards, a certain type of standards, then you shouldn't be looking for anything. You should be letting everything come to you. You shouldn't be concerned about anything. Stick to your standards, and whatever comes, comes. Whatever doesn't, doesn't. Now, if you find a dude that has the 80 compared to the 20%, if you take the 20, that's on you. That's totally on you. If you go with the 80, then cool. But sometimes you ain't going to always get the whole 100. It's not going to happen, whether it's a man or a woman. Sometimes, listen, it's what you make it. If you ain't, you can get 50 and make it 100. You can get 40 and make it 100. It's how you perceive it, and it's how much work you're willing to put in. If you ain't willing to put in that work, then what the hell you expect to get out of it?
But even more, buddy, if only 100 is going to make you happy, you're going to be single. If only 100% of what you want is going to make you happy, you're going to be the cat lady. You're going to be single because you're going to have to take 70, 60 sometimes.
Check this out. I don't depend on nobody to make me happy for shit. I make myself happy. You just come along. Like, I had this thing, and I still have it.
You're just adding to it.
You're not here because I need you here. You're here because I want you here.
Want you here.
Exactly.
And some people
another
have a problem with the fact of not
you.
Being needed. Exactly. Simple and plain. I'm not looking for you to come here and complete me. I'm looking for you to come here and add on, and we can go do shit together and be silly and have fun together. I'm looking for the good life with someone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for you to like add on
so
and
I
do
hear
something.
What you're saying,
why do I need to drag you?
But
into
I also
something? What's up? You also.
I hear what you're saying, but I have a lot of my friends that are in their 40s and their 50s, and they're divorced. And the reason why they're divorced is because they accepted that 60% saying, oh, let's compromise, I can get through it. And then when they got involved, they realized they couldn't do it. Now, if you
have
a
standard, you know, that's their fault. They
did not meet your standard walking in, why did you pick them? It's better for you to stick to it. Let me just finish. It's better for you to stay with what makes you happy. Then you don't have to waste time trying to change somebody into something that you want, as opposed to getting what you want from the beginning. Now, if that means that person is not there out there for you, at least you're not dealing with 60% or 40% of unhappiness and moving on just to say, I have a man. Because honestly,
whatever happens,
us women, black women, we should not be focused on a man needing a man to validate that we're a real woman.
Whatever happens to just wanting somebody to share your life with?
Miss Cherry,
whatever happened to, I want someone to share my life with, not, oh, you have to have this. If you ain't got this, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happened to wanting to just share, having life to share, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
like, hey, you know, I got ice cream and two
that
spoons.
Didn't
but
even
exist
share.
Now.
Let's
like,
tell her. Let's tell her why her friends are single. Because if they took 60% from somebody, if they took 60%,
because they went into
expecting
something unrealistic.
If they took 60% from him, you mean to tell me they couldn't make up the 40%? Like, it's
no,
your job
because,
too,
no,
to bring something
they ain't built,
to the
obviously
table.
They,
so if they possess 60, then you bring 40. And guess
listen,
what y'all got
enough.
Together?
There, no, listen. There's no need. No, first of all, no offense to anyone. But listen, what are you getting into a relationship for expecting somebody to bring something in? Why are you looking for somebody to bring something in? Once again, whatever happened to just wanting to share your life and what's going on. Like, that's it. It's, once again, it's too many expectations. You start expecting shit, and then when you don't get it, you're let down. And then, you know, listen, your friends,
you ever go to a shelter?
I wish them, hold them all well, but there was no reason for them to get into a marriage thinking, oh, well, maybe he'll do this, or maybe he'll get this together, that together. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Brother B, you ever go to a shelter? You see some of the happiest homeless couples ever. They riding it out together. They don't got they just enjoying sharing life together. You know who to be the single one going, you gotta have this, you gotta have this, you gotta have this, you gotta have that. Don't be the angry, bitter single people running around angry. And it's happy homeless couples together, love each other to death, ready to die together in them shelters. And they ain't thinking about what he got, what he don't got. No, they just want to be happy together.
I have to be
Nobody said you had to be homeless, Miss Cherry, so stop it.
I have a man, I have a family,
hold
I have a
Selena,
car,
hold,
I have a house.
On.
Where these people...
Listen. That's their prerogative.
They not buying a dog
that's
and
their,
dying
listen,
alone. I tell
listen,
you that much.
That, listen, listen. Check this out. Whatever they do is what they do. Because my whole thing is this. That's on you. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you make, whatever you do for you, that's what you do. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I can't be concerned about. You know, what you say you are miserable or what you're not miserable about. I'm not judging any of that. But, yo, real quick, we got to go to the next topic because we ain't got much time left. So, once again, I was on TikTok. There's this dude who was talking about his girlfriend and how he's from Philly. She was going out with her girlfriends, and it was down in South Street, which, you know, out in Philly has become, you know, kind of a rough area. So, he was saying in his video of how the girlfriends, like his girl's girlfriends always want her to be the designated driver, but yet they always want her to have a drink, which doesn't really make much sense to me. And she's not really a drinker. So, make a short story shorter. Apparently, when that whole shootout thing, a shooting happened in South Street, where it was like three people dead and like, you know, like maybe nine people shot, you know, wounded or whatever. His girl happened to be out that night. So, you know, he's calling. He's, you know, he's worried. He's what's going on. So he's basically asking if he was wrong by sending a message in the, his girl's girl chat, which off the back, I don't even know why he did that. But he was basically saying, like, listen, my girl can't go hang out with y'all after 9 o'clock. And if so, I got to drive y'all there, and I got to pick y'all up. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, once again, I don't even know why he jumped into the chat. But, yeah, he was just saying, like, I he's not comfortable with his girl going out, you know, with the chicks, you know, after 9 o'clock because it's dangerous down there. And he offered to take them to drive them to where they drive and pick and you know pick them up,
you
know, from wherever they're at. Now, do you see that as controlling or concerned? We're gonna start off with Red.
Oh, absolutely. He's absolutely controlling.
Behavior. Order in the court. Order in the court.
I'm on the fence with it because it's like, okay, he wants to protect her. I say he's trying to protect her because he already seen what happened and he doesn't want, you know, he don't want nothing to happen to her.
But he went in the female chat, he went in his girl's chat and said, this is what I don't want and this is what's going to happen.
Right, but then that's the part that's kind of gets me because you're going in her chat and her other friends are in there. It's like, we're talking about grown people. Y'all are all grown. Like, you don't have to do that. Once again, it's all about, you just explain that to her. You don't have to tell the whole goddamn, you know, chat or what's going on. You let her know that. You once again, that's the five conversation you need to have with your girl. Yo, listen, I don't like the fact that, you know, that happens. I don't want to see nothing happen to you. Or, you know, maybe he's just, protective. And says, listen, I don't want nothing to happen to you or your girl. Like, you know, that's a dangerous situation for all of y'all. But then, you know, the young lady, you know, I guess the other ones, they're going to feel away because they're going to be like, listen, you're wrong. So then they may even look at it as over, you know, as him being, you know.
Overbearing
like that. But, you know, I'm kind of on the fence with it. I'll say that.
Okay, so Lena, what you think?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was listening.
So what you think? You think that's being, you know, he's being controlling or concerned?
It could ride the fence, man. It could ride the fence. And one sense I'm thinking it's controlling, the other sense I think it's concerning, but the concern shouldn't feel overbearing. I think that, you know, the concern is just an expression. It's a matter of words stating it. But when it starts to be like a demand or rule, it becomes controlling. So to me, it sounded along the fence. It depends on the person that's kind of receiving it.
Okay. Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry. It's your turn.
So you got a little delay going. But I think it's controlling because, like you said, he's not telling her don't go there because it's dangerous. He's saying I'll drive you there. It's dangerous if he drives her there. So it's not a matter of her safety, so to speak. He needs to know where she's going, who she's with, when she's going to be ready to go. That's more controlling.
No.
He should have had that conversation with her and not – take control of the situation where he's telling her friends what it's going to be. He's not treating her like an adult, and he's not treating her with the respect that she deserves. That conversation between them is okay. That conversation on her chat with her friends, that's not okay. And like you said, he's willing to drive her there. So either the area is dangerous or it's not. A bullet has no name on it for him or her.
Okay. 8704, you want a piece of this?
Sure. This is an easy one.
Okay.
She married, so I know she's going to get the right answer. That's not necessarily true. So
What I'm going to say about that, it's not a fact of being controlled. It's suicide.
You're breaking up.
No, because I got
breaking up.
It's not it's whoever's in the background.
Oh. Okay.
So
try this again.
At the end of the, it's a matter of not it's not him being controlling. There's three sides to every story. So one of the things that stood out of what you said was every time she goes out with her friends, they want her to be the designated driver, but then they want her to be they also want her to drink at the same time, but yet they want her to be the designated driver. No one knows what exactly what she is saying to her man on the other side of the table. Like, she may want to go out and have a good time and drink, but to be responsible, she's not drinking because she's looking at the safety of everyone else. We don't know the situation. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say that it's controlling either, because we're not in that relationship. Like, truth be told, I wouldn't have an issue if there was someone else who said, you know, I will drive you and your friends out, or let alone get an Uber or a Lyft or whatever the case may be to go out versus you driving in order for you to have a good time if you want to drink. So we don't know the whole story.
Okay.
I'm a little bit surprised by that answer, but.
Hold on. That's one of the things when I first saw the video stuck out to me. But what really was the alarm for me, he knows her friends. We don't. So to me, that's the more to it. First of all, if it's South Street and we know it's dangerous, why would your friends want to go to a place or continue to go to a place where they know there's danger? So how much respect do they have for you or their own relationships or you and your relationship? That's one. But once again, he must know how her friends get down. And I think that's where it's the trigger for him to why he now I'm not agreeing why about him jumping in the chat. I think that was real extra. But unless they the type of chicks who are on something else, then maybe he just felt that he needed to do it. Maybe his girl is on some just to start in the third. Maybe she, you know, she kind of soft, and he got to be the hard rock for her. Because once again, how do you expect somebody to be the designated driver, but yet you want them to drink too? That don't make no goddamn sense. So me personally, I wouldn't say it's controlling, because if it was controlling, he would have said, "You ain't going nowhere."
Right.
But he did. He didn't say that. He said, "Go ahead. You go out. You go rock with your friends. Go have fun. Go have a good time." That's not a trait of a controlling person. But I do understand his level of concern, because they lose a friend. God forbid something goes wrong. They lose a friend. He loses his girlfriend. He loses his mate. It's different levels to this shit. Miss Cherry?
Okay. All right. So
I mean,
controlling that he says to her, "You can go out, but I'm gonna drive you and pick you up." No.
Why would it be? If he offered to drive, pick her up, her and her friends up, drive them there and pick them up, how is that controlling? So he's not
trying
to control
the
situation.
But I think she's looking at the time frame at that.
Oh,
did you
yeah,
say
after,
something
oh,
about
after yeah, but
after
oh yeah, nine, after 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
nine
maybe
o'clock.
That's
now
that,
right. That's a bit extra. That is
maybe
a bit
that's,
extra. But once again,
we back by
as we well, listen. Real talk, yo, cuz we know how East New York, and we know how Brownsville is after a certain Brownsville
right,
can be
right.
popping 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know the deal, Lena. So it's like, yo,
exactly.
I mean, hey, you, hey, it's like, yo, I want to make sure you good. I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather it be me there fighting, you know what I'm saying, with you instead of you and your girls fighting. Like I said, I think it's his delivery.
You can't win with women because you're the type of man, right? If he's the type of man that lets her go and something happens, right, then he's not a good leader. He's not a protector. He's not a bunch of things. He was supposed to step in and say, hey, listen, I don't think that's safe, da-da-da-da, and something happened to her. Then her family is looking at him like, you let her go out there and do that. Why didn't you stop her? Why didn't you step in? Why didn't you drive? Why didn't you this? But then when the man does it, it's like, oh, you ain't going to control me. You're not my father. It's like you can't win. You got to really just understand your mate. I don't know. If I was a guy, I don't know if I should lead, if I should protect. I don't know what the hell to do for
what
females.
What the hell to do?
Listen.
I don't know what the hell my role is. As a man in a situation dating a female,
I don't know
what the hell my role is.
You know what the problem is, like I say all the time? It's society now that makes it, like, nobody knows that. Well, even us as women, we don't even know what the hell to do now. It's like, I don't know what the fuck to do with you. It's the same thing. The same thing with men. It's the same thing with women. We don't know what the hell to do.
No,
we don't know.
If it was up to Miss Cherry, I'd be home making pies. Right, Miss Cherry? be home making blueberry pies.
But that's my thing. I don't think that's a scapegoat to blame.
If it were up to me, you'd be holding your own and you'd be contributing to the family.
That's the problem, as Red said, and I do agree. And as Lena said, there's been a blur in the line and the roles that we play. And the thing is, no one is trying to trump anyone. I guess like the media and society wants to make it seem that way. Sometimes feminism wants to make it seem that way. But there are men out here that are not thinking the way some of these other guys are thinking in terms of controlling and treating their women like shit. Like, there are a lot of men out there that are not like that. But society and the media will tell you something different. They will always show you the negative than the positive. And the thing is, yes, there are out there men out there. Listen, I like I said, I've never been familiar until, or may she rest in peace, Lady T started bringing up that whole narcissism thing. I never was like, why did he bring this up? But now I'm starting to see, like, maybe it's a trend now, like, being a narcissist, like, this is what it is, because I've never really paid attention to it. But I guess it's a thing. And, you know, when you come across that type of stuff, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, certain questions. It's, you know, certain things, this is what it is. But no, a lot of men out here don't know their role anymore because we're not allowed to play it. And then there's dudes out here that don't want to play it. There's a lot of dudes out here that just don't want to do it. They want to play house. But they don't want to be a home. They don't want a home. And that's the problem. You can't keep fucking with the dudes that want to play house.
Yep, because they get comfortable.
Huh?
Hell no.
No, it's not new, but
is
listen.
That new?
It's the game is different. It's a little different now. Listen. You can't say back in the days.
Like that's new.
No, it's not new, but you know what? Years ago, men and women alike knew their positions and knew how to play them. Now everybody's all in their feelings. oh, I don't like this. Oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, my gosh. And this, this, that. Everybody's in their feelings about shit. Back in the days, it was just like, listen, suck it up, buttercup, and keep it moving.
You
can't say nothing about
independent
our grandmothers.
Woman.
Yeah, well, listen,
forget about
our
it. You get you an independent woman, forget about it.
Our grandmamas, and mamas were way, I'm sorry, but they were a whole lot stronger than some of the women are nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
To the women that still hold on to those values, God bless you. But there are some women out here that are just not built like the elders anymore. The elders took a whole lot more shit than the women are taking nowadays. A whole lot more shit.
You
so,
can't even
you know,
lead
you
a
gotta,
modern independent woman. Today, you can't lead them. They too busy telling you how much they make, how they got their own car. Like, guys, then be by yourself.
Yeah, because it's real talk, a man don't want to hear about that shit. Because a man don't, you said earlier, you know, a man
don't care. He don't benefit from it. He don't care.
Once again, you're here because I want you here, not because I need you here.
So I think like back in the days with our, I think back in the days with our parents and things like that, that, you know, my parents were in their 70s. It was different. Like when you got married, I don't care what happened, nobody was getting divorced. Like you said, women put up with a lot more because they didn't have the option of going into the workforce. They couldn't earn their own money. They had to be home raising the kids. But as we began to get the skills and things open up, they also had the option and more choices of choosing the type of person they wanted. And if they got home and that person was not treating them well, they had the option to leave. So I think that now what we call an independent woman is a woman that knows her value. It's a woman that's going to say, no, I'm not going to put up with this just to say I have a man. I want a good man. And if he's not that good man, then he's for somebody else. So I don't know if it comes across as a woman being too independent and being too strong and going to be by herself. But to be quite honest with you, I'd rather be by myself than be living in hell just to say I have a man.
Okay.
I don't know how any other woman feels about it. I know people that have been in abusive relationships, and I can't figure out why they want to stay or why they will stay as opposed to leaving and trying to make it on their own.
All right, so check this out. Before we head out, I saw another video. I was actually watching a lot of videos this week overnight at work. It's very interesting. The world is different. But anyway, so in my TikToking, there was a lady, and I think I posted it on Facebook. Yeah, my TikToking. There was this lady that came up there and said, she was talking about how the Beyoncés, the Cardi B's, and the Megan Thee Stallions, they talking all of this junk about, oh, women get you this, women get you that, but yet they married, or they got men, and they still talking this like BS to other women. Now I kind of don't understand that, but to a degree it does make sense because Beyonce can say whatever she wants to. She got Jay, she got her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be, and there's a lot of women listening to the BS that they talking. Meanwhile, they got their men at home. They got
Beyonce at home cooking. She at home doing
Cardi B.
Stuff.
Cardi B talking shit and whatever his name, Crosby or whatever.
Listen, all jokes aside, they say what's gonna make money. They and I will be honest and tell you that if anybody actually follows Cardi B, she comes straight out of her mouth and she tells people, I make music. My kid does not listen to the music that I make because I'm her parent. I am her mother.
And that's what's up.
And
that's what's up.
I think that is the difference. Listen,
I'm
going to say,
she's
a homemaker. Like, you know, she's doing what she needs to do for home, but she's not exposing her children.
If I make
music,
I swear.
But just imagine how many other women out there are. But wait,
if
imagine
I make
how many
music,
other women out there are exposed.
The sad part is what we see these days are people who want a come up and they want a quick come up versus doing the work. So they're only looking at the flashing lights. They're only looking at the fancy cars. They're only looking at the bling and the handsome men. They're not
that's all they're looking at. They're looking for quick come-ups. They're not looking at the work that has to be put in order to accomplish.
If I make music, I'm targeting the better buddies. If I made music, my target and my marketing would be to the bitter Bettys. They need something to hold on to. They will buy.
They need a champion.
Right, they will buy. They will buy. They need you to say, F that man, F that man. They're like, F that man, F that man.
Well, I say that's what I'm going to say this, and I love Mary J. Blige. Don't you notice when she said she make them songs, and that's the first ones that, yo, I'm always here, girl, to sing that song. But then when she happy, oh, Mary, she on her other stuff. Now, I don't want to listen to
her. You know what? And that's sad because,
yep.
You know,
I love Sister Mary now. I love Sister.
That's what's out there, a bunch of bitter Bettys upset, claiming
Mary,
that I'm independent, I got my own, and they upset, and they need those rallies to validate them being alone.
But I'll say this.
By themselves.
But I think it's all in the plan. I think that's all in the plan. It's all in the plan for that. That's a whole plan.
Yeah. It's all about the vibe.
I think
and
it's
they
all about
the industry.
A whole
they
plan.
A whole
I think it's a plan for that.
Dating Richmond to Richmond. Dating actors, dating athletes, dating whatever. They dating Richmond to Richmond, but they out here selling that music to y'all better, bitter Bettys that's rallying to say F these men. Go right ahead.
Yep.
Go right ahead.
Exactly.
And they married. They married. Don't have no problem dating a basketball player. The ones you ain't ever going to meet.
I think the difference is the women that you're referring to, they have their own money. They already have their own. And they happen to be hooking up with guys that have their own, too. So we're not talking about, like you said, Beyonce had money before she met Jay. She didn't have Jay's money, but she had her own. And her family was established, and she was established. You know, Meg, she was dating somebody. Cardi B was already on her way up before, you know, she met her husband. So it's different if you don't have anything and you're looking for a man to bring you up. But if you have your own, then why should you have to, you don't have, you have more of an option. You don't have to settle. You know, women
settle
a lot of times. It's not just because they love the man. It's because he can do something to bring them up.
And
that makes you independent and bitter, then I don't understand the bitterness. And it's almost like a shame at being able to be independent. I don't feel that way. When I see a sister doing good, I feel good for her. Whether she has a man or not is irrelevant. It's more that she can support and take care of herself.
If it's you, it's wearing. Nobody was talking about you, but you wore that whole outfit.
Talking about you. But listen, but take this out. My thing is this.
I'm not talking about me either.
Hold on, because we almost out of time. I'm just going to put it to you like this. Listen, to each his own. You know, we just need to do better. Simple and plain. As species, as men and women, we just need to do better. Simple and plain. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But to Miss Cherry, Big Red, 8704, Lena, welcome back. Yeah. Thank you. It's been a
welcome, brother B.
One. And we'll catch you next week. Everybody have a great one. Be safe out
guys
there.
Guys, have a good one. Be
Stay
safe
blessed.
Out there.
No stress.
Yes, please. Be careful out there, guys.
All right, you too. Take care, everyone.
Miss Cherry, I'm going to send you a pie. I'm going to send you a pie, okay?
daggone pie.
All right.
All right, later, guys.
Later.
Later. You guys have a great week.